each time we hear about a death, a tragic death, we pay tribute to the victims and lay flowers. It's our way of helping to make sure that they're remembered. And it's particularly difficult for them, and indeed for their families, because their families could be far away, not even knowing circumstances, and certainly not able to come to any funerals that would be arranged. And we need to bear that in mind. So, in a way, we are grieving on behalf of the families as well.
Why are families so desperate to still attempt that crossing?
I think there's several factors. First of all, there is nothing left for them in France. If they try to even put a tent up, that tent is taken away. So, from that point of view, they feel they've got absolutely no choice.
Of course, we'll hope not, but do you think that inevitably it's going to be something that we're going to start to see more of as we head into the winter months?
There's a simple solution to this, and the simple solution is to enable people who are fleeing persecution to claim asylum in the UK in a safe way. That could be in northern France, or it could be in a consulate or anywhere else. But that solution would ensure that people wouldn't have to make these desperate attempts.
And just tell me a little bit about what you do at Seeking Sanctuary as well.
In normal circumstances, we would be arranging to get supplies over to France in terms of making sure that people have got the basics alongside other NGOs. But obviously, we can't do that at the moment. So, what we're trying now to do is to collaborate very closely with our French colleagues, but raise awareness of the desperate situation of the people who are both in Calais and Dunkirk.